This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Roberto Gonzalez, Roberto Gonzalez. Date of birth 1/30/1958. Date of appointment January 10, 2023. Requesting physician Ayad Aldas, EYADALDAAS, MD. Dear Dr. Aldas, I have the pleasure of seeing Roberto Gonzalez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 64-year-old right-handed Hispanic man who lives in the nursing home. He was sent to the Ellis Hospital on ELLIS on 12/8/2022. He was found to be unresponsive with right-sided weakness and and slurred speech. On the way to the hospital, he improved. Work up in the LS hospital done, including MRI of the brain, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and EEG were normal. Patient was diagnosed with TIA and sent home on aspirin, Plavix, and statin. Now he is here for follow-up. He was also admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on November 13, 2022, because of the unresponsive episode. Past medical history, schizophrenia, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, dementia, GERD, diabetes mellitus, mood disorder, and nicotine use disorder. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, former smoker, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Medications, Divalproc sodium 500 mg, one tablet, two times daily, famotidine, fluphenazine, fluticasone, furosemide, metformin, atorvastatin, melatonin, aspirin 81 mg daily, Tylenol 500 mg, albuterol, lisinopril, sodium chloride, Plavix 75 milligram daily. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Family history not available. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had an unresponsive episode with the right-sided weakness and slurred speech. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 64-year-old right-handed Hispanic man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Syncope, number 2, transient ischemic attack, number 3, questionable epilepsy. Next paragraph, his workup including MRI of the brain, CT scan of CT angiogram of the head and neck. And EEG are normal. If he will have this episode again, then his Depakote can be increased. Continue the present care. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.